We personally think 2024 should be the year of treat yourself. And what better way to start this new year of treat yourself than with the gift of self-pleasure?
And we have just the right way to do it with Svakum, award-winning luxury line of adult toys. They have toys for foreplay, app-controlled vibrators, and more.
They're the world leader in intelligent intimate products, and they do free international shipping and discreet packaging. Visit Svakum.com or Svakum the Official on Instagram to learn more.
Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Nikki.
Welcome to Swipe Fat,
where dating's hard,
but dating when you're fat is even harder.
You would have been so super annoyed with me earlier today, though.
What?
I kept having songs stuck in my head that I couldn't remember the words to. I only could remember like part of the tune and just one word.
I don't know. Would that annoy me?
I think so, because I was annoying everybody, but I was like, and these old ass TikTok songs were like hopping in my head, like Maniac.
Sing it for me.
Something psychopath.
Something psychopath.
Yeah. I'm a psycho. Yeah. That one. And then something of happiness, like these old ass TikTok songs. And that's psychopath and happiness were the only thing I could remember. I did find them.
Okay. So you do know how they actually go.
Yeah. I do know how they go. But I was like, this needs to go away. I need to like, my
boss,
brain was just in
boss
overdrive.
Stuck in my head today.
What's boss bitch?
I'm a bitch. I'm a boss.
Oh.
I'm a bitch. I'm a boss. I'm a boss.
Now that's going to be stuck in my head. Damn it.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to probably say, I'm a bitch. Like, that's the only part that I'm going to remember.
I put it on my, I'm trying to manifest stuff in 2024. So I made a playlist to hype myself up today because I was in a bad mood. Everyone's like, new me, new whatever, and I'm just so fucking over it. I normally love like a fucking reset because it just feels nice, but I just don't feel like I'm in the mood for a reset right now. So it's annoying me that everyone is resetting, because I'm like, I'm not ready for a reset. Like, everyone go back to square one. Okay, I'm not done being in my poopy mood.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people probably feel the way you feel.
In a poop mood.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in a really bad mood all of this year. Like, I've just been like angry, but like excited for the future. But I feel like that, like the just blah, like,
yeah,
that's pretty, I think a lot of people, I've been seeing that online.
I think
that's okay.
Part of it is the like seeing all of the weight loss stuff at the beginning of this year, but it's like normally we see that, right? But it's compounded with the fact that I feel like everyone and their mother is losing weight, and I know that's a me thing and I understand that, but it's like hard to like
not internalize it.
Yeah. And like wake up every day and be like, okay, I gotta think about how I don't want to think that way. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
Because like it's going back to like the beginning, you know, of like when I first started this like journey of like body positivity or whatever. And I just feel like I'm all the way back to being like 30. And it sucks. Like, I don't know. I just feel like this year's, especially, I know we're 8 days into it, but I don't know.
Well,
just,
when people hear heavy. This, we're a little more than 8 days. But no, I understand that. I think that's why I'm focused on the drama of it more, because it doesn't let me internalize what's happening. I'm like, ooh, this is like a WWE. This is a soap opera. Like,
yeah.
So I think it's easier for me
I'm
to
trying
look
not
at
even
that.
To like see any of the like influencer, because I know that there's a lot of influencer drama.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to even look at that because I don't even want to.
Very entertaining.
I know, but I don't want to. I just
no,
I don't,
no, no. You know,
I don't
it would
think
compound.
I'll be. Yeah, I won't be able to like separate, and I don't want to be mad at someone because they decided to go on, you know, a journey for themselves like that. I don't want to put myself in that place where like I'll be mad at someone because it's silly.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't know. I think it's Also, it's hard to watch Bravo.
Like, the Real Housewives, I feel like. Not the other shows, but
the Housewives. And I watch all, you know, I watch every single season and every whatever. And so, like, Beverly Hills, especially, like, they're, like, all on it. And Salt Lake, a few people, Potomac, like, I don't know. It's just Jersey. No, not Jersey. OC, Emily, she's like, again, I don't want to say, like, it's like, I get it. Like, you have autonomy over your own body. Mm-hmm. Totally understand. But it does suck when you see someone who you're like, oh, okay, like, we've got a curvy housewife.
Like, oh, there was exciting. A curvy housewife?
Yeah. I mean, she's definitely not plus size, but she's got curves and she's tall and she has big boobs. So yeah, she's like, looks bigger than a lot of the other women. I'm sure she's not, but I don't know. It's just kind of nice. And she likes to, like, go out and have a fun time. And she's now decided to go on a health journey, and a-okay. But it is sometimes I'm like, ugh. Especially because like Andy, when he has them on Watch What Happens Live, it's not always like, it's just that the thing that you hear all the time where they're like, oh my God, you look amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, you look so good. What are you doing? And it's that takes me a second where I'm like, oh my God, like, I want someone to say that about me. I don't actually, but it's like, I have to go back to this old brain way of thinking, which I didn't like being that person because it just tormented me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I got out of that. Now I'm back in it. It just sucks. Yeah.
No, it does.
Here we are at the beginning of the year when everyone's talking about that stuff more. And it's just like very heavy. Mm-hmm. Plus, I mean, you know, I had that guy tell me I should lose weight. So
Yeah.
Didn't help.
Body goals.
Yeah, no. It didn't really help, you know. Yeah. Think it made it worse. So yeah, it's just a lot of things altogether. As I sip on my water.
Health.
Hashtag health. Well, anyway, I know that fuck him. We're back on the dating train.
Yes.
I say we because we're both on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. I'm putting myself out there, putting mm-hmm. that energy that I'm open to it. I feel like that's step number one.
Yes.
You know.
That's what I hear.
My astrologer does say I will meet people, like, in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Dating Sunday, so I decided to hop on the dating apps for the first time in, you know, I don't know, like 9 months. I'm happy to report most of the same guys are on there. Saw a lot of them. But Bumble was... They have a new feature that I didn't know about. Like this, like you ask a, like you can put a different, ask a prompt. Not the prompts. Like there's a separate.
It's like a prompt.
Yeah.
So like the guys can put a prompt so that you can respond to it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And we can do that. Oh, wait, do I only have that because I have both women and men on my?
No, I have it too.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know. But yeah, so that I did that. I built my profile, started from scratch, new photos, new prompts. I tried to be intentional that I'm looking for a relationship. I even answered like one of the relationship prompts. I didn't pay for it.
Yeah, that's good.
So I had to swipe, and I swiped. I matched with two people, sent my message, and they both unmatched me.
I know, and it fucking blows, and I know this. I'm not... this is, like, unfortunately where I was, like, I was telling you why I had, like, I really didn't like Bumble. It's because the unmatching is just, like, toxic, and it's rough for mental health.
Mm.
That's why I switched to Tinder.
And now you're back on Bumble, though.
Yeah, I'm back on Bumble because I thought, just try it out.
Yeah. Well, I texted you. I was like, do I do Bumble or do I do Tinder. I only gave myself 15 minutes on the app yesterday because I do not want to get to how I was before.
Yeah.
Where I cried because I deleted apps. I was addicted. So like I gave myself 15 minutes last night. I haven't looked at them today. So I'll do 15 minutes.
Maybe switch to Tinder.
I don't know. That seems like a lot of work to build another profile.
But that's how you met your...
Wait, that was 7 years ago.
I know, but
ago.
I actually do know someone who just met someone on Tinder. Our friend met someone on Tinder.
Yeah, and they got engaged, yes.
So maybe...
Yes, I know. I'm just saying, like, we can give...
Yeah, but if you had... All I'm saying is that you maybe... Because you had a bad experience yesterday. Maybe we try a new one today.
Let's not call it a bad experience.
Oh, okay.
Just, yeah, no, I wasn't... I'm not, like, heartbroken or, like, you said mental health.
I thought you were upset.
It wasn't, like, a fun start. But, like, it wasn't us. Like, I'm not upset about it. Like, I didn't... Like, I'm not upset about it. It's just like par for the course, you know? So I'll give it another 15 minutes maybe and go from there.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm really trying to focus on in person. I feel like back to the basics is a big trend with millennials right now.
Millennials?
This year. Yeah. I keep hearing a lot of like millennials talking about getting back to the basics. Can we make Instagram not aesthetic again, like all of, you know, like let's take it back a few years, let's take some things, like have fun with things.
Okay, well, I've definitely been seeing that. I didn't think millennial was going to be the person who is starting this trend, but I have seen a lot of people, especially on TikTok, saying that they want this is the year of meeting people in person. I feel like I consistently saw that a lot yesterday when I was just doing my scrolling.
Okay.
And some people had some interesting ideas that I think are... Because, okay, so I did a question answer box on my personal account.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people were like, I got at least 3 questions of how do you meet people in the wild?
Okay.
I don't know. Is there a rumor that I like meet a lot of people in the wild? I feel like...
So you had a rumor that you started about yourself that you used to meet a lot of people in the wild. You like talk about like when we first started the podcast, you would always talk about meeting people in the wild. Like all your hookups were in the wild, you
yeah.
know? So I think like you talk about
most of my boyfriends.
Yeah. So as you nonchalant and most of my boyfriends.
Well, I mean, so,
but that's, you started the rumor that you meet people in the wild.
Okay. Well, I would say it's half and half. So anyway, there's no like magic concoction of meeting people in the wild, because I feel like that was the question I got. And then also like, how do I talk to people in the wild? That I feel like is for me usually fueled by alcohol, but yes. Not saying that's recommended. I think the meeting people in the wild thing is putting yourself in circumstances that you're not normally in.
Mm-hmm.
And these girls that were giving advice, I feel like it's all going to sound really simplistic, but it is sort of how it works. Now the first one I saw, did you watch this one? Cause we were texting about it earlier, like Flirty Friday.
No.
Okay.
I did not send it to you.
I thought I did.
Okay. I saw somebody. Maybe
or did
you
I send it to Swipe Fat?
I think you sent it to Swipe Fat. Yeah.
Okay. Well, in my mind, I sent it to you. Okay. That is still you.
It is, but I never know if you're sending it to yourself there or what's happening.
Fair,
so.
Fair. Okay. So one of the things I found yesterday while I was on this, like, scrolling through TikTok and seeing all these people talking about meeting in the wild, was Flirty Friday. This girl on TikTok is starting a new trend with her and her friend. Once a month, and it doesn't have to be Friday, they are going to be going out with the sole purpose of flirting. And now they're doing it and I thought this was an interesting part of it, because she was specifically like, we like going to yoga on Saturday mornings. Our whole like, we do not want to be drunk. Like, we want to, and we also don't want to spend money. So they're meeting at one of their houses beforehand and making dinner and having a bottle of wine and then going out for like 2 drinks.
Okay.
So that's their whole thing. They pick an area of the city and then they have to bop around. So they're not allowed to stay at one place too long. And like maybe one drink or mm-hmm. just walk in and walk out if they don't see anyone that they like. So they did one already. And she said it was successful. I didn't watch the whole thing because it was like really long.
About 3 minutes.
Yeah, it was really long. I was like, I need you to get to the point. But she did say it was successful. They picked like one area of Chicago. She's from Chicago. One area of Chicago. They went to 3 different bars. She did say that they drank too much this time, so they're going to try to limit it more the next time. Mm-hmm. But that they did talk to guys. But they said like the whole point is to like go out with like one other friend, not mm-hmm. a huge group of people, and target an area that has a few different bars. And go early enough that people aren't wasted. So they went out at 8 o'clock. Now, I almost like would recommend happy hour because people are like.
But if it's a Saturday, they went on a Saturday. So
they went on a Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going out on the weekend, yeah, obviously that's not going to work. But happy hour is always were the thing for me. Mm. Terry and I would rip them up. When we were younger, pre-pandemic.
Pandemic happy hour.
And we would find ones that were like known for having like really good happy hours and then just going to those because like dudes are always at happy hour.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was Flirty Friday. And I think that is, it sounds really simple and really almost mm-hmm. you're kind of like, this isn't really like anything novel, but I think that's kind of the point.
But it's going out with the purpose, like, because you can go so often, you go out with your friends and you get enamored in what you guys are saying. You don't think about anybody else in the room. You guys are like huddled together, or you're in a huge group and huddled together and you're intimidating. And like, or you look like your energy is don't talk to me. I think this is like a good step of going out and actually like with the intention of flirting. It doesn't mean you're going out with the intention to hook up with somebody. You're mm-hmm. just going to actually flirt. And I think that's what I like, is that you're just like, you want to go flirt with somebody.
Yeah. And the goal isn't like, we're going out to get numbers. We're not going out to hook up. It's really flirting is mm-hmm. the thing. She was like, I just want to get back in the groove of flirting. She's like, I didn't date for like a while. This is just really, we're testing our chops here.
Yeah. No, I like it.
I know it sounds super dumb, but I feel like talking to people can be like really silly stuff, or like, I like your hat. Oh, that's a cool, like, say something about like what they're wearing. People will like want to talk about it, I feel. Or if you're at a sports bar, ask a question about like a game that's on. Or be like, oh, is blah, 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 blah. I don't know. That's always a good one. Talking about sports.
Asking the dumb sports question.
Yeah. Then I get annoyed when they're like, you know nothing. And I'm like, I don't. But it annoys me that you think I'm stupid.
Just trying to flirt, okay?
I'm just trying to flirt.
I'm just a girl.
Or what did you order? What are you drinking? Especially if you like beer or whatever they're drinking, like whiskey or wine or whatever. Just be like, oh, what are you having? Because they might say something interesting. Also, this is a good way of like gauging if they're actually interested or not.
Yeah, you'll know immediately.
You'll know immediately. And so if you ask them a silly question, you'll know if they want to keep talking to you or not.
You can just go up to somebody and say hi. Like, true. That could be your opening line. And you're going to know if they want to talk to you, they'll respond, or they'll be like, hey, and turn around. And that's your answer without mm-hmm. like getting hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's the making sure you're near them mm-hmm. at the bar. If you do make eye contact with someone more than once or twice, I would say that's usually unless you're just staring.
And don't get weird like I do. Like when you're like, oh no, like I think I made too much eye contact. And so you avert your eyes. Don't do that. Don't overanalyze your eye contact.
Yeah.
You can overanalyze it when you get home, but not while you're waiting in line at the bar.
Mm-hmm. I know these all sound like truly obvious things, but I mean, they do work.
Are you gonna go do a Flirty Friday?
I mean, Terry and I always have the this has really worked for her this year. I've been a great wing woman for her. She's met so many people this year. You're welcome.
These first 2 weeks of the year.
last year. Yeah, so many. We met someone at a concert, a bar, another concert. Like, we've met a lot of people for her.
Mm-hmm.
So I need her to repay me this year. Yes, we have a few things on the books where it's like with intention of being out. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But no, I'm not like calling it Flirty Thursday or Flirty Friday or whatever.
Yeah.
But I like this. If going out, like getting yourself out there in general is a harder thing for you, I think this is like a good
stepping stone.
Yeah, yeah. I go out a lot. I just need to put myself in more situations where I can actually meet men. Because I'm not often in places where you can. Or I mean, I am, but it's like for work and there's like
and no you're not paying there. Attention to them. You're paying attention to what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. The other one I saw, and I think you could do this with really any sport, and I thought this was, I'm definitely gonna try to do this next year. And copy these girls
next year in 2025
for football season.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
okay.
You could do this with any sport. I'm just saying that you could do with hockey.
Okay.
I specifically want to do what they're doing with like football because, it just looked fun. Okay. So every, they called it like, man, it was something really cute and now I can't remember, but basically it's like they were trying to find boyfriends through football and how they were doing that was going to different bars that so they were in I think Nashville, so they went to a Bears bar. Mm-hmm. They went to a Packers bar. Every week was a different thing and they would wear the gear and talk. I mean, like, they met so many people, they got so many numbers, like it was wild. I watched like every single one and they always had like the best time because it was just like everyone wants to talk to the people who are new fans. And mm-hmm. This is true. I did go watch a Bears game in Nashville once and everyone was like over the moon welcoming because they're trying to meet people who like their sport in their town because they don't live, you know, like they're not like whatever.
Isn't that starting a relationship with a lie?
No, I mean, like they wore the gear. I probably wouldn't do that.
Okay.
Yeah. I did tell Terry about this one and she was like, I think what we would do was, whoever, if the Bears were playing the Packers, go to a Packer bar instead of, that's a bad example, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Scary.
I mean, I don't want to marry a Packer fan.
Yeah. Sorry, Annalise.
So yeah, that I just thought that was a fun idea, but you could do that with hockey. You could do it with trying to think of other,
if you're looking for a sports guy. Yeah
Or just guys. I mean, sometimes guys are just out with their friends watching sports and aren't mm-hmm. sports guys, you know. I thought that was a really fun different one and something to do. You know, and they, but anyway, someone was like, NFL needs to hire them, like, take them to the Super Bowl. I thought that would be really cute, but they only had 20,000 followers. I was like, how? This is so interesting. I got to find their name and send them to you too.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, they also did a dating recap, like on Dating Wrapped.
Oh.
From the whole thing. And they hit it again, like so many numbers. I think one, like, might have met a guy that she, like, really liked.
Oh. I mean,
consented to be on camera and everything.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Have you seen the girl who is doing 50 First Dates?
Yeah.
And she has the book.
Yeah.
And she goes on a date and they like scratch it off and they don't know what the date is until they scratch it together.
I have. And I just don't understand where she's meeting all these people that are like wanting to do this.
On dating apps?
Friends.
But through friends of friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
because I think a lot of them want to get on camera. But there's been like two.
Where are we finding these people that want to be on camera?
They're young.
Every guy I meet is like, no thanks.
Yeah, these guys are young. She's young. But there's two that like she had chemistry with. So we'll see what happens. Because I can't imagine going on 50 first dates. Like, what if you like one of the guys? You know?
Well, I think that's what she came upon, isn't it? Like, mm-hmm. that she likes one and they're...
Yeah.
They so went on went a second on date.
Second date.
Yeah.
Yeah, but shouldn't have named it 50 first dates.
Yeah, just 50 dates, I feel like, is fine.
Yeah. But the book's cute.
The book is cute. Definitely cute.
I love that idea.
But it's like a book for someone who's in a relationship.
I know.
Some of them are really weird.
Yeah.
Like, meaning to do on a first date. Like, some of them are very weird.
You have to be super goofy and, like...
Yeah, I don't think I could do it.
I don't know if I do, like...
They should make one... Whoever make this book should make a first date book one. And they would, I feel like, make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, I think that would be good.
Yeah, so my opening line the last few days, or the last two messages I sent, was what's your ideal first date that isn't going to drinks at a bar?
Mm.
Like, because I just want to see what they say. Because, like, I think that's telling. And it is kind of hard to figure out a first date.
Yeah.
That, or that you both would be willing to spend your time at for a first date, because time's so precious.
Yeah, that's a good one. I feel like walks are like...
I know
what people are always suggesting. Walks or a drink, like one or the other.
What else did you see on the TikTok?
That was really the two big ones I thought that were the most unique. Obviously, I'm also going to recommend Meet IRL here in Chicago, which is a speed dating, but also they do like meetups and stuff in Chicago, for people to just kind of like come and mingle and meet. I think that's especially good for, like, if you really want to know specifically that they're out there looking to date. Because I think that is what some people get freaked out about, like going to a bar or meet someone at a concert or something. You're like just worried they're going to be in a relationship or not want to date or will reject you. I mean, I know that's a possibility at Meet IRL too, but less of a scary thing because you know everyone's looking for the same thing.
I'm gonna go to their baby queer event.
Ooh.
And it's for friends.
Yes.
It's like an introductory for like getting in the space. But I was like, okay, let's do this. Like, I feel like that's putting myself out there just in a 100%. Different space that I wouldn't normally put myself in. So
yeah, you could meet a friend and then you guys start going places and that could be a catalyst for something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's big.
Yeah. So I decided to go to that one. That's coming up soonish.
I think that's great.
Mm-hmm. I do want to go to a speed dating event. Or actually, I think I want to go to like one of the mixers.
Like one of the pickleball or something like that?
Well, no,
I want to go to the pickleball one.
I know you do. I know you do. I don't want to be playing sports with a racket and a ball. But they do have like other mixers for non-members. So it's not just speed dating. It's like more of a casual thing.
Yeah.
That seems a little less intimidating to me, but you liked the speed dating. Like, it wasn't scary for you.
No, I thought that was great. I liked the speed dating. Because it was just, like, nice to talk to people and have nice... Even if I knew I wasn't, like, into them. Like, just having... Being able to say, like, oh, I had a nice conversation with a guy tonight and he wasn't a dick. Like, that was... I felt like what I needed in that moment. I think I'd been going on, like... a few bad dates at that point. And not even like dick, but like obviously interested in knowing more about you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it wasn't on a sexual like relationship level. Just like kind, nice people.
And we love kind, nice people. Yeah. And if you're not in Chicago, there are other companies like doing things like this. I know in like most major cities, there's lots of different like meetups.
Well, Chaotic Singles is still doing events. She's been going around the country. I know they just did one in LA. Again, I know that's like where she's based, but hopefully she does more in different cities. I saw there's like another one here in Chicago. doing one that's been running around Instagram. I don't know the name of it, but doing some stuff that's similar to like speed dating.
I know I saw one recently in Charlotte, North Carolina. I can't think of the name about though. Like I just randomly saw it pop up. But yeah. If you're interested in doing, or you know what, you other places you can go to besides speed dating, join an intramural, which I wouldn't do, but if you are into that, you should do it. Going and doing like a hobby.
Yeah.
Like it's so, we always are all like, oh, we don't, when somebody asks us what our hobby is, we hate it because we don't have hobbies because we're too busy just working and doing different things. But we should have a damn hobby. We should be able to like have hobbies and not just focus on work 24/7. So that's something I want to do, is like find a hobby. So try a bunch of different things out, which I think that'll be my version of intramural sports, because I can go to like different classes and things.
Yeah.
I walked by a rug tufting place a couple of days ago, and there were two guys and some girls in there just like gunning away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, maybe a guy, I don't, who knows? Maybe I'll meet somebody who knows somebody.
Yeah, totally.
And something I have been doing, it hasn't worked for me, but well, it hasn't worked for me yet, is I have told people in my life that I am open to dating.
Mm-hmm.
So if they know anybody, like yeah, maybe I'll pop in their head.
Yeah, I know that's my friend from high school. She met her husband that way, just like literally texted everyone she knew. I mean, like even like her dental hygienist, and was like, I'm looking for something serious. Like if you know anyone, please set me up. And she was always asking me too. And I'm like, girl, I am also single. Like, I don't have anybody to set you up with. I am also looking. But it did, I mean, it did work for her. She married a guy that is a friend of a friend.
I mean, that's the like first thing Date Brazen says to do when you're ready to date, is like to tell everybody. So tell everybody what you're looking for so they can set you up.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, yeah, 2024, the year of dating in the wild.
Dating in the wild.
We will be on apps intentionally, but not relying solely on them.
Yeah.
Bumble actually does meetups too.
They do, yeah.
They do.
I went to a Match.com one once a million years ago, when I think like most of my friends were still single, and someone stole my wallet. So
we're supposed to be encouraging them to go to things, not discouraging them.
I'm pretty sure it was a woman. So
so keep your purse on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be vigilant in mm-hmm. public settings like you normally are.
Mm-hmm. What is a story that needed to be told?
Yeah.
Everyone watch your wallets. Don't let your guard down. Stay vigilant. Maybe don't bring your really big wallet. That's just like very obvious. Leo wallet.
Alex is here with all the safety tips.
You're welcome. Also, that was Match.com. I didn't say it was Bumble.
It was so long ago.
Maybe Bumble has a much better vetting process. You know what also is a good way?
What's a good way?
Another good way to meet people.
Yeah.
Going out by yourself.
Like to the, like to where?
Like to eat at the bar.
But like don't bring a book, right?
I mean, you can bring a book. I mean, I've actually met people reading because they asked me how much the book was, and mm-hmm. we started talking from that. But I feel like, yeah, it's a good way to, especially, you have to definitely be like, people can tell if you don't, like, don't put in headphones.
Mm-hmm. You have to be open and willing.
Yeah.
Putting that energy.
I almost think a book is better than being on your phone, because people mm-hmm. won't interrupt someone who's on their phone, but I feel like they will with a book. Because they'll be like, what are you reading? What's that about? You know, at least it's something to talk to you about. If you're on your phone, it's like, I don't know what you're doing on there.
Mm-hmm.
You could be reading, but I have no clue.
I saw this TikTok. Actually, did I send it to you? I don't know if I did. But it was a guy, and he has a business venture, and I want to help him with it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is a grocery store for singles. Where they serve, like, you know, instead of a whole loaf of bread, it's going to be four slices, you know, like single size things.
Yes, smart, smart, smart.
There's a coffee bar or an actual wine bar, and they call it mingles.
Okay. So you come to like hang out. So wait, is it an actual thing or it's not a thing?
It's not a thing. He was saying it should be. And I think like we need a crowd from this bitch.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, people also say you should just talk to someone in the grocery store. I've heard that before. I definitely always have my headphones on in the grocery store.
I don't have my headphones on, but I always look like I'm rotting and I'm stressed.
I've also heard that, and this is from someone doing massive research, that a lot of men go to the grocery store really late at night.
Yeah, and that scares me.
I mean, I don't mean like 10 p.m. I'm talking like, for me, I'm already in my house at 8, but they're like there. They're at the grocery store.
Yeah, no, it's dark. I need to be inside.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, if you want to meet someone at the grocery store, that might be a good time to meet them. 8
p.m. If you have a car and can go up there safely.
Oh my God.
you were talking about wallets. I'll talk about this.
I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, like here in Chicago, the hiking, the group that we met, the Outdoors Outsiders, I figured it came to me. It was like I had a little brain fart. But that group Outsiders here in Chicago, they have them all over the country too. They're really good for doing things like hikes or outdoor activities. I know in the winter they do winter hikes and stuff. So I feel like that's a good one to join if you're into like getting out into nature and doing stuff. I think joining clubs and groups is a big one. I know a friend of mine who met their boyfriend canvassing for a political person here in Chicago.
I feel like somebody's not just going to drop on our couch like we want them to. So I think we just have to, you know, put ourselves out in the world doing things that we're not already doing every single day. You know, maybe try a different coffee shop
or dog park.
Yes, dog park.
Try a different dog park.
Mm-hmm. Just like try, like change up one thing a week, I feel like is what I'm going to do, is I'm going to try one thing a week that's different than my norm.
Love that.
And we'll see what happens.
Love that for you.
A place you are probably not going to meet your future partner, but you should come if you're in Chicago. Is we're doing a panel. We're going to do a panel about inclusivity in the beauty industry at Legendary Spa, where we go. We love it there.
We love going there because the owner has really like listened to people who are especially larger and making sure that the chairs are more comfortable and using hand models that might have bigger hands. So we love Legendary because they think about everybody.
So we thought it would be really fun if we grab some of our friends who work in the beauty industry to talk amongst ourselves and talk with you guys about changes we want to see, our issues, just like to have a very like open table discussion. And then we, our friends at Sun House, is going to cater food. We're going to have wine, Poppy.
We're going to have Nikki's favorite drink of all time.
Yeah.
You can all see what the fuss is about.
The hype's about. And I don't know. I think it's just a really good time. It's going to be something that isn't just like us meeting at a bar and eating and drinking. Yeah. There, it obviously, eating and noshing and drinking will be involved. But I think it'll be a really good time to like just talk about issues that we all have.
More exciting.
Tell the exciting part.
Every single person who comes to the event will get a 1 month membership to Legendary's facial program. So you'll automatically get a facial basically for free. We'll have many services at the event, but they're going to be limited. So this is a way that you can get one and a full service at a different time. You guys are in for a treat. Nikki and I go monthly and we're obsessed. I mean, look at our glowing skin. You can't see us, but just imagine it.
So if you're in Chicago and want to come, there's the link for tickets is in our bio on Instagram and in our personals. And it's going to be so much fun.
Yay. Also, I know Nikki mentioned this on our last episode, but we are moving to a different format. So we're doing two episodes for Freezies here. We're also doing two episodes still on Patreon. So you can join us over there if you're wanting more content. It's $10 a month. It also gets you access to the book club. You'll get access to events before others or discounts to events. We do birthday shout outs once a month. So it's a fun little community place to be. So hopefully you will join us over there if you just want some more of us.
Okay, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Follow along with us on Instagram and TikTok at Swipe That.
And if you're not a part of our private Facebook group, join that too.
Just search Swipe That Podcast.
And if you love us, make sure you subscribe and leave us a review.